Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Isai. I feel honored and privileged to have the schus to come here in this Beis Medrash Befrat. Thank you very much. In this Beis Medrash Befrat and Bechlal to come here to North Miami Beach. I davened this morning. It was such a beautiful davening. It was, I thought we were balabatim, and it was such a beautiful davening. It was the 9 o'clock minute. I just got off the plane, but it was, I'm looking around. It's, but I went to this yeshiva, to that yeshiva, and it was, I'm having I'm telling you, I'm so touched by what's going on. And at Seber like this, I see a mix of everything. It's beautiful. It's just so beautiful. The beauty of Klal Yisrael. Hinei Matev Manoim. Rabbi Yisai. There's something which I want to speak about. I don't know if I'm going to get to it. But before anything, I want to share with the Olam something which I saw yesterday. It was like 3 hours before I left Eretz Yisrael to come here. Rabbi Yisai, it gave me such an injection. It gave me such an injection of chizuk before I left Eretz Yisrael to come here. I'm telling you, I'm still being pumped about it. So I just have to share with you because I'm just overflowing with it. Rabbi Yisai, I said a pshat in the pasuk in the parasha, and then parasha, I want to get to the vort. The Halakha Rambam says, Rabbi Yisai, listen to this Rambam. You might not understand me in this emotion that I have. Do you know? I think to myself, there's one mitzvah which is the greatest mitzvah possible. Kiddush Hashem! Die! Al Kiddush Hashem! Everybody said, you won't understand. I hope you will understand me, but you should know deep down, in my 60s, Hashem should give me long life, Bezus Hashem, but it's going to come to an end at some stage. And I think to myself, why should I just die on my bed? Like, 4 minutes? I'm not holding by going through a concentration camp for 4 years, but 4 minutes in a gas chamber to die on Kiddush Hashem. And this greatest mitzvah of all, I can't do it by myself. I need a guy to come with a gun to my head. Isn't that crazy? Rabbi Yisai, I saw a Rambam yesterday. Rabbi Yisai, I'm still flying high from this. Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you a Rambam. Halakha Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud. I'm still torn what I want to speak about. I prepared one thing, and I'm thinking about this, and this I have to say either way. And then we'll see if we'll carry it. Let's go. Zok the Halakha Rambam. Listen to these words. Perek Hey, Yisoidei HaTorah, Halacha Yud. V'chein. What is Kiddush Hashem? Zok the Rambam. Kol ha-poyresh me-aveira. Somebody who stays away from an aveira. Whether it's a cheeseburger, or whether it's looking at something you should look at. A osu mitzvah, or he does a mitzvah. A bracha, an asher yatzar, a shahakal, putting on a pair of tzitzis. Loimi p'nei dover ba'olam, for nothing else in the world. Like pachad v'layira, he's not scared of anything. He's not worried anything. Not worried about anything. V'loy levakish kavod, and he doesn't want kavod. He's sitting in a room with nobody there, and he does it ela mipnei habayre baruchu, and he does it only because this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Hare ze mekadesh es Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem. And he brings a raya. What's the mashal? Kimenias Yosef Hatzadik. Like Yosef Hatzadik held himself back. Kimenias Yosef Hatzadik atzmoy me'eshes rabbi. That Yosef Hatzadik held himself back from the temptation of the wife of his master. There was nobody there! We think Kiddush Hashem in front of 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people! There was no soul there! Nobody will ever know about it! And Yosef HaTzadik didn't do it. V'chotosi le'lokim, Kiddush Shem Shamayim! Rabbi, you know what that means? Rabbi, do you hop? I went to the airport. Mamash, 3 hours later, I went to the airport. And I was standing in line. You know what an airport is, Rabbi. What it is, just not to look and not to see. And there's no other reason. There's nobody else there. There are a bunch of non-religious people, maybe two or three, for no one or not anything. Oh, Rabbi Shalom, just for you to sit on the plane and all over the place. There's this screen and that screen. I've slept in the past. Your eye gets caught with something. Wow, just feeling that gosh, do you have a musik? What a bracha it is. You could be sitting in a room. I was sitting, I called when he did. We just got to know each other for a few months. We met one time in Tisha B'Av. Rebella Kupperman, we met in Tisha B'Av. And then I just, well, I don't know, I guess it was love at first sight, and I'm here now. And Rabbi said, and I was in his house, there's not a soul there. And I went to the bathroom, and I walked out, and I said, and I just didn't say, I just thought to myself, I remember I was standing by the bed, right down that bunk bed over there, holding on to the thing. We put in the show, there's nobody here. No one's ever know about it. I wasn't thinking that I was telling you guys. And let's just make. Rebunishan, there's no other reason. This Ashiyach is just for you. Just to say it word for word, slowly, slowly. Rebunishan, I felt so holy. I felt so pure. It was gewaldig. Rebunishan, Kiddush Hashem, do you know? You guys are young. I'm in my 60s, Rebunishan. The most terrible of Chatoim Chil Hashem, which the Gemara says, the only Kapar for Chil Hashem is. The only kapar is Misa Rachmanu Litzlan, nothing else, not Yom Kippur, not Shuvah, and not Yisurim. In Yom Chupra Minasat, Chitamusa, Gemara, Yom Kippur, Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Shuvah, there's a way to have a kapar of Chil Hashem, making a Kiddush Hashem. Now I always thought I gotta wait for the guy to come with a gun. You don't have to wait for no guy to come with a gun. Just make a bracha. And think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, no covet, nothing else, just for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi said, that's Kiddush Hashem, that's a kapar for Kiddush Hashem.
I just can't. Rabbi said, I think I'm going to go this Kiddush. I was going to speak about something else. I'm going to follow through with this. I see the Olam is a little bit interested. It's not, no, it's good stuff. Let me carry on with this, Rabbi said. I'll tell you, I have a new pshat. B'derech Melitza, because it's really not the emes of pshat. Like it's Mucha Ligmar, it's not em, but for use for Melitza. Rishoyim, the Gemara in Sukkah Daflin Beis, Rishoyim, Nidma Lehem, Kechot Asayra. The Yitzhahara by the Rasha is Kechot Asayra. It's a nothing. The Tzadikim is Midlehem, Kehar Gavoya, Kehar Gavoya. Kipshutai. It's the Nesionis. I have enough. It's Derech Melitza. It's not the Pshat. But it's beautiful. The message is beautiful. It's the essence. Why is the Rasha a Rasha? How did the Rasha become a Rasha? How did the Tzaddik become a Tzaddik? Rabbi Yisai. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. You know, I'll tell you, there's a mice that we all know. And I tried it, and I couldn't fool myself. And the Stiber fooled himself. I just couldn't get it. There's a famous story about the Stiber. He was deaf at the end of his life. He was deaf because when he was in the Russian army, whatever it is, he had to do a shmirah every night. There was a, from 6 to 12, he had a shift, a six-hour shift, and he came Friday night. He had a shift from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock night to 6 o'clock in the morning. He came there, and freezing Siberian winter, and yet they had that this big Eskimo coat to think, and the shomer before, the watcher for left the coat on the tree, and the stock that came was Friday night, his job was Friday night, and the coat's on the tree, it's a drabon, to take the coat off the tree, to mishdamish with a tree, but for pikuach nefesh, and the stock was said, what do you mean, it's pikuach nefesh, you can't take it off the tree, I mean, I'm not going to take it off the tree, it's pikuach nefesh, but he said, 1 second, for 5 minutes, I can manage. For 5 minutes, he did. Next 5 minutes, 5 minutes, man. And He did it 72 times, and he went through the whole night. Regga, what happened? I tried doing it. You know, step off shores at night, you know? Just do five, come on, who are you trying to fool? You know there's 5 hours ahead of you. Who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to fool? I couldn't fool myself. How did Starbo do it? What happened? Rabbi Isai, I want to share with the Olam a Gemara in your vomis. This is phenomenal, Rabbi Isai. This is the secret. Zok the Helik Gemara in your vomis, Daf Kufchof Alf Ben Alf, Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Isai, I'm telling you, I prepared something else to speak about the Emes, but I just wanted to say this Rambam because I had such a service. It's music. What? I don't. Okay, well, let's go. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Something about Rabbi Gamliel. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Tanya. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Pam achas hayisi mahaluch besvina." I was on a boat, on a ship, traveling the sea. And v'ra'isa svina achas shenishbra. I saw a capsized ship in the ocean. V'ayisi mitzayir atamut chochem shaba. And I had tsar because I knew that on that boat there was a talmud chochem, and the ship capsized, and we're losing him. And who was this talmud chochem? Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Akiva. We lost Rabbi Akiva. It was heartbreaking. What could I do? I was kilometers away, miles away from. I just saw the ship capsize. What could I do? And he came to the Abasha of Gamaliel. He went on the ship to the Abasha. He started saying shir. And all of a sudden, a day, two, three, I don't know when, all of a sudden, in walks Rabbi Akiva. And he starts asking me kashas. And I said, Bini, Rabbi Akiva, who brought you out of the sea? Your boat capsized. Omali, and he said, this is phenomenal. Daf shel svinin is damanli. Aboard of the ship. I got a hold of the board of the ship. I hung on to it for dear life. And v'chol gal v'gal. Every wave which came my way, which is ready to drown me, shebolai, which came my nenesi lai roishi. I bowed my head and let the wave go right over my head, and that's how I got saved. What's Rabbi Akiva saying? I once saw this pshat in the Sefer. Rabbi Isai, my Riddick. Rabbi Akiva was saying, this is the secret to Hatzlocha. This is the secret to Ruchnius. This is the secret to Avodas Hashem. Says Rabbi Akiva, if I looked at the huge ocean in front of me, there is no chance. There is no chance. I didn't look at the vastness. Right now, I have one problem. This wave is ready to drown me. If I could pull through this wave, it's not one billionth of my atzlach. There's going to be a billion waves. This is 100% pure, unadulterated success. This one wave is coming to kill me, and this one wave I pulled through, that's 100% success. It's not about one of the billions of waves that are going to come. I went through like that every wave. It wasn't a problem to go through it. You know what kind of gush is? 100%, that's sly. 100%. There's no greater adrenaline that you get from that. The stipler didn't split up the night to 72 parts, and every 5 minutes was 1/72nd, 1/70, I don't know how you say it, 72, I don't know how you say it in English, 70th, and I tried to figure out 70th, 71th, 72th, I don't know what you say, but it wasn't just one, it wasn't just 1/72, I'm in the middle of speaking, I'm sorry. Okay, so, my daughter. So, Rabbi Isai, it wasn't 1/72. The stipler said, this 5 minutes is everything right now. If I pull through this, this is what's in front of me. If I pull through this 5 minutes, it's snapshot. I did 1/72nd of my Nisayon. This is 100% pure, unadulterated Hatzlacha. Next 5 minutes, the next, it's not a part, it's finished. phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Rabbi Isai, I want to tell you something. Rabbi Isai, do you understand what it means?
Rishayim! Nidmilhem kechut asayra! Why are they a Rasha? Why is the tzaddik a tzaddik hargavoya?
We're not talking about the nisyonis and the mishaps, the averis. We're talking about the hatzlochis. The hatzlochis.
The Rasha looks at life. There's so many challenges. There's so many brachas in a person's life. Thousands, millions, who knows how many brachas a person makes? Make a cheshbon, 100 a day for 70, 80, 90 years. Make a cheshbon, how many millions of brachas come up in a year? One bracha. What's one bracha?
That's why he's a Rasha. The tzaddik looks at the hatzlacha. Hargavoya. Every single bracha. Every single asher yatzar. Every second of tzitzis. Every pekeach ivrim. Every malbish arumim. This is 100% pure, unadulterated hatzlacha. This is Kiddush Shem Shemayim! This is dying on Kiddush Hashem! Do you have a musik? Rachman Litzan Chil Hashem! And I can have a kapara b'hau! Standing in a room with nobody there and just making a bracha and thanking Hashem for the cup of water. Making an asher yatzar. There's a guy in my shul in the Zon Unzof. Years ago, a guy put up a sign in the back of the shul. He said, Shanaf Yenevel, there's a tire here in Naftali. Ah, Naftali Greenbaum. Put a sign in the shul. Oleinu l'shabeach zelo tfilas haderech. After mincha, after ma'ariv, you know, oleinu l'shabeach, you're walking on the base of the No, oleinu l'shabeach zelo tfilas haderech. And I say, asher yotzer is also not a tfilas haderech. Machavish is waiting. No, this is Rishayim Nidmalahem Gehar Gavoya, because every single second, everyone is a Hatzlacha, everyone is a Kiddushim Shemayim, every single, it's marveled that for the smallest of things, there's nothing which is too small to rush. Looks like it's a nothing, so I missed this one, I got another one. Mazem Shanei, what's the difference? Rabbi said, I'm asking to you that the millionaire, the billionaire, of course, if he finds 10 cents, even a dollar or $5 on the ground, he won't go for it. But even the millionaire, the billionaire, if he finds $1 million on the ground, he's going to stoop down there and pick it up. The Rasha, Nidmalahem Kechut Asayra. It's Nidmalahem Kechut Asayra.
Yes, you don't get it, then look at the next one there.
And it's not the next one, it's not the next one, and it's nothing. And you lose it all, and you lose it all. It's phenomenal. But the tzaddik understands each bracha. This is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. This is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. I remember, I can't forget this, Rabbi Isai. It was after Yom Kippur, it was the beginning of Cheshvan. It's 5, 6, 7 years ago. Maybe my friends and I, two friends, my language, this year we made a Kabbalah. We're going to work on this nekudah of not letting the Yetzirah of making us feel small, the Yetzirah of making us feel clean, making us feel small. He gets us. Back in the day, when I was growing up in the 60s and the 70s, we're walking up with our nose up in the ear, our snobbish came out to work on our gaiva. Today we got to work on our nava. The Yetzirah, he's avoided today's day and age, is make you feel like a shmata and you'll act like a shmata. No, don't feel. I remember I had a first seder goodbye to shachas and moedik shachas. A first seder, the shir was a geshmaka shir. And then it came to mincha, and the first three brachas went pretty well. Started at atachayinim. And the next thing I know, I was just by shmakilenu. I don't know how I got there. You know, the belt says, Eila berechem, Eila basusim. The world, all the goyim, how do they travel? Some with cars, some with planes, some with anachnu. We just started dominating, and we're around the world. The Baditcher said, Shalom Aleichem, the guy after Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi, I was here. What do you mean, just traveled around the world? Shalom Shadon was on time in the Shuk and Machin Yehud. All of a sudden, he got like 2 punches. What's going on? And then he had his little davening minchas Thursday. He had to go to the Shuk to buy some fruit and vegetables. He was in the Shuk, he had to buy cucumbers and things. And in the middle, he came to Slachman, and he got 2 punches. So, and there I was. It comes Shmak Elaine. Rabbi Yisai, You don't understand the feeling of emptiness, the feeling of garnishkeit. What do you do from utter Kodesh to Shema Keleinu. That is a horrendous feeling. And then I remind myself, this was the Kabbalah we made. No, I'm not letting this happen. No. Shema Keleinu is here. Shema Keleinu is not 1/19th of Shemoneh Esrei. Shema Keleinu is 100% Hatzlacha. If I can get to Shema Keleinu. Whoa, you went to a Shema Keleinu. It wasn't 1/19th of Shemoneh Esrei. It was a Shema Keleinu. 100% pure, unadulterated Hatzlacha. Wow, that gave a chizik for a tzei. That gave a chizik for a maiden. That gave a chizik for a shalim rav. Start sim shalim with the mincha. Each person, the fima shahu, the meritkeit of understanding, of realizing, and of feeling and understanding of. Rabbi Yisai, kiddush shem shemayim. Kiddush shem shemayim is. Kiddushim Shemayim is that smallest of things, that one bracha. But like the Rambam says, not for COVID, not for any other reason, ach for rak, because I want to do Ratzon Shemayim, the Helike Evin Shlema. In Perikir Aleph, Rabbi Yisai, this is phenomenal. You know, I always thought, dying like Kiddush Hashem, like we spoke about before, we need the guy to come along. Zok the Helike Goyim and Evin Shlema. Because like, dog, my day was sharing for a different piece, but we'll tell you this one. Zok the Helike, Evin Shlema Perik Yud. He says, whoa, the chilik between the tzaddik and the rasha. He says, when the malachim comes, harishayim oischess, Perik Yud oischess, harishayim afilu b'shas nisosam, even b'shas nisa. Makshin arpam, the makshin arpam v'loichem in my mouth. The funny of the malachim is, no, I'm not going. Avol hatzadikim, the tzadikim, poishtim es savareim ki yoina. They stretch out their neck like a yoina. Yoina is the only bal chai. When it comes time to shecht, every other animal tried it. So my uncle had a farm in Kaimis. He went his yeshiva, his rosh yeshiva, for his years in yeshiva was Hitler machshava in the concentration camp. But he came out of there. And I'm urged to rise to Rabbanan, but he loved Yiddishkeit, he loved Rebbein Shalom, he loved Torah, he loved mitzvahs. He started kumis, he kept 8 shemitahs at a farm when I was a kid. I loved going there. And the animals he tried to shecht, and you have to all avoid it to get them to geshechted. The yoina, poishin tzavorim. So here in brackets, the ad, shebiskavim lekaim v'tzen aboyrei. And on the bottom, they bring down a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon says, that's the poshet to kavane of b'chol nafshecha. What's a feel noitless nafshecha? Not in dying a kiddush Hashem in an auto de fe, getting burnt alive. Not in a concentration camp, rachman letzad in a gas chamber. Ha'odom al mitosoi. And this is Ratzon Hashem. I accept Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's b'chol nafshecha. And once I'm saying this, I remind myself, I'll tell you this verse from Reb Zelmel. Reb Zelmel is a vart. It's phenomenal, Rabbi Yisai. Only a Yidduk Reb Zelmel, Reb Chaim Voloshin, his brother, Reb Zelmel, Talmud Luvik, the Vilna Gaon. Kater Akula, that the Brisker Rav just said over from Reb Chaim Voloshin, B'Shem, we'll hear from Reb Chaim Brisker, his father, who said over from Reb Chaim Voloshin, that what was the difference between the Vilna Gaon and Reb Zelmel? Reb Zelmel knew Kal Tera Kal Kula, but the Vilna Gaon knew Kal Tera Kula Yashar B'Hafuch. The Reb Zelmel knew Kal Tera Kula Yashar, not Yashar B'Hafuch. What's in Yashar B'Hafuch? Rabbi Yisai. L'gdula Se'en Chaykir. What's the three words before? L'gdula Se'en Chaykir. What are the three words before? That's tough, eh? What's the three words after Perseach Hasidecho? That's the Vilchai Rotze. What's... No problem. No problem. But backwards, you can't read it. But if you have the sitter in front of you, what's before? What's? You can just read it, not a problem. The going had called to her in front of the okay. I'm just getting an idea. Just who Reb Zelmel was. Reb Zelmel, his wife, this is Merdik. His wife, he's never. I said, Mom, I went on a completely different kivut. I'm sorry. I really should be. Okay, but this is what I'm talking about. This means so much. Oi! So now the Helik Reb Zelmel, so his wife never disturbed him. So in the morning, come back at night, she's built a sandwich and a thing of coffee, a flask of coffee. One time he was sitting in the shul, and they told him that his wife was waiting outside for him. His wife never disturbed me. He came running outside at 10 o'clock in the morning. She said, Zelmel, did you drink the drink? He says, yeah. Oh, you think you took the wrong thing? instead of taking the coffee flask, you took the soap water flask. And he starts shaking. Turns white. Don't worry, we'll go to the doctor. We'll take care of it. And he's shaking, and he faints. They wake him up. He faints again. Three times. He faints. They said, we'll go to the doctor. No, you don't understand. I made a shahakal. And anyway, Zabul had a kasha, which we're not going to understand the kasha. The kasha was, in Gemara state, by Rabbi Akiva Chitzir, Rabbi Akiva Laharik, Zman Kriya Shema Haisa. And he was Kari Sashma, and the Talmidim said, Ad Kan, and Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Yomis Mitzdar HaPasuk Zeh. Frederick Zman, I don't understand what the Talmidim are asking. The Gemara says clearly, it was Zman Kriya Shema. Rabbi Akiva, we're not going to understand the kasha, but this is Zabul's kasha. Zman Kriya Shema Haisa. There was a mitzvah saved their eyes of laying Kriya Shema. What kind of questions, Ad Kan? Was Rabbi Akiva able to talk? Yes. He conversed with his Talmidim. The Gemara said they were sarkin b'sarai. They were shaving his flesh. Masreka shabarzel. It wasn't a comb. It was nails in the guy, in Rabbi Akiva's back, going up and down. And, but what's the kasha? He was able to talk. And the Gemara says, Man Krishma. Mitzvah say they're right. Slaying Krishma. What the world is Gemara talking about? We don't know what Rabbi Zalman was talking about. But Rabbi Zalman had a problem with the Gemara. It's a whole different chakra of the tide that was going on. They asked Rabbi Akiva, listen to this, Rabbi Isai, this is something phenomenal. They were asking Rabbi Akiva not why you're doing it, it's how you're doing it. They see Rabbi Akiva, Sarkin Bisari, Masreka Shalbarzel, Yisur Naroyim. Rabbi Akiva standing there saying Shema Yisrael, the Mitzasei of Kriya Shema, like he's taking a suntan on the beach. How did you get to that? And that Rabbi Akiva answered them and says, Rabbi Zalmale, this is the Yisoid for Hatzloche, and Avodas Hashem. Kol Yoma Yisimit Steyer, the Nisoyin of Daimel Kiddush Hashem didn't start right now. All my life, from when he was 40 years old, Rishak was also a ganav. He was a bandit, and it says on a place, Rishak says, Kol Yomai. Once you do true what you did, you could say Kol Yomai afterwards. So Rikiva says, Kol Yomai, from when he was 40 years old, for 80 years. I'm preparing myself. I started out very simple, imagining a guy would come a gun to my head. How will I do it? Imagine, suffer for a second, go to Shemayim Bliss. But then I imagine, what about if they come with a rope? And they're going to choke me. And it's going to be 4 minutes of Yisurim. That took already a few months of work. Try one time in the mikveh. In the mikveh, keep under water for the first 20 seconds. New Melech, you can still think about the Ibn Shalom. After 20 seconds, yeah, he did it for 5 years, 10. And then, cutting off his hand, cutting off this hand, that hand. And he prepared himself. He says, Rabbi Akiva said, from what I prepared myself in the last 80 years, this is children's play to what I was prepared for. Says Reb Zalmala, the Yisoid of Atzloch and Avodas Hashem is, we know Cheshbon HaNefesh of the past. He introduced Cheshbon HaNefesh of Lahabah. Think about tomorrow's challenge, what's coming up. Envision the difficulty, envision the Kodeshi, how are you going to deal with it, and make that firm resolution of an emes. How are you going to do it? Then when the Nisayim comes, it'll be a lot easier. I once heard from Revolver, a Shalom Bayis Yisayim. A guy comes home, the secret to Shalom Bayis, he says, you're ready to have a day's work, or a day at the office, or a day in Kail, whatever it is, and you just want your wife to be looking like a man, supper should be ready, the kids should all be asleep. And as you put the key in the door, just think to yourself, the most horrendous scenario. The house is a mess, your wife is a shmata, supper is burnt, and the kids are going wild. And before you put that key in the door, just think to yourself, how am I going to deal with this? Either you walk in there, oh man, oh, Ganon breaks loose, or, rega, 1 second. I'm walking into the house, first thing, shpinzayante, sit down, ordering pizza for supper, I'll put the kids to sleep, don't worry, everything will be good. Now put the key into the door and open the door. You could only be pleasantly surprised. Rabbi Yisai, Kidu Shem Shemayim. Every Shahakal, Rabbi Yisai, I can't get past it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Just you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'll just finish off with one last thing, which I heard from Reb Dun. So Gzun Shadzai, which Reb Dun, he said, Moid Gzah, David HaMelech, this is the Spitz. David HaMelech is dancing with Frag and Frag, he brought the Orn to Yerushalayim. He's dancing and singing his wife, Micha Fote, he's going to sugar totally. And she said, like, Achara Reikim. You would never get punished, you would never been children. But what's the pshat for the Shalom Kodesh? How did he do it? How did he do it? How did he do it? Sagt der Shlach Kodesh in Pasuk steht, Vuhu Chagur Eifoid Bad. Eifoid Bad. Rashi is going in Big Day Kahuna. The Shlach Kodesh teaches Eifoid Bad. Bad. Miloshim Hizbaydedus. When we hear the word Hizbaydedus, what comes to mind? Breastplate, the mountains, screaming and shouting in the wilderness. And no, Hizbaydedus, David HaMelech is standing in front of a million people, and Hizbaydedus, it's only me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Gifta Rav Shimon Zichrono Livracha used to tell him, Rav Shimon, you have no stage fright. He said, of course I have stage fright, but I go into a good convention, I see 50,000 people, I just tell myself, 50,000 kreikep, 50,000 cabbage heads, and I start speaking. That's a whole, not a problem. David should give him siyata nishmai, Rabbi Yisai, appreciate every shahakel, every shahakel, every pekech Ephraim, every good morning to every, it's a kiddush shem shamayim. Ah, that's what.
Good choice.